يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون
My daughter is 9, but she's too young and cannot fast. What shall I do? Many parents approach me with this difficult, challenging question. On the one hand, fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan is one of the main foundations of Islam, and it is wajib, is obligatory on everyone who reaches the age of religious maturity, the age of bulugh. The majority of jurists explain that one of the signs of religious maturity and bulugh for a girl is for her to complete 9 lunar years, which is equal to 8 years, 8 months and 20 days according to the solar calendar. However, for some girls, they may find it extremely difficult to fast at this age. So what is the solution? Now, this is a question that I get regularly. This question needs to be explored from an upbringing and educational perspective, and also from an Islamic law perspective. From the perspective of upbringing, that is tarbiyah, it is necessary for parents to start training their children from a young age to fast. For instance, for a girl, parents can encourage their daughters to fast at the age of 7 by starting fasting for half a day during the weekend. After she becomes used to it, they should then encourage her to fast for one day a week in that month of Ramadan, and again during the weekend. This should be rewarded with gifts and granting them something that they may want, like taking them to the theme park on the day of Eid. Then at the age of 8, she can be encouraged to fast every other day. So one day she can fast, and one day she perhaps rests. As a result, when she reaches 9 years of age, the idea of fasting would not be unprecedented to her, and she would be able to attempt to fast for the entire Shahr Ramadan. During this sensitive period, the meals after iftar, drinks and fluids, and water intake needs to be managed properly, especially from a nutritional angle, so that your beautiful daughter gets all the necessary nourishment that they need. Suhoor, yes, suhoor time is also a very important meal. So children should be encouraged to wake up and eat something and have enough water before starting their fast. In addition, parents can explain the beauty and the reward for fasting to their children. They need to be motivated. They need to be encouraged to see fasting as an act that one does out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking His qurb, His pleasure, and not as a punishment. For example, it is narrated from Imam Musa al-Kadhim, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. The dua of a fasting person just before breaking their fast during their iftar time is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, the parent can elaborate for their child that anything that you wish for and Allah sees that it is good for you, He will grant it to you either immediately or even when it is the best time for you. In another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is reported to have said, He who fasts for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a hot day until becoming thirsty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down 1,000 angels to him to wipe his tired face and give him good news of a great reward from Allah. And when he breaks his fast, Allah says to him, "How beautiful is your scent, your aroma, and your spirit, O my angels. Bear witness that I have forgiven him." To explain this narration, you can tell your child that during the year, you or I may have committed many mistakes. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives each one of us a second chance and forgives all of our sins when we are fasting. So when your daughter reaches 9, then if she's able to fast without any trouble, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her tawfiq to walk on this path of righteousness. Although, what if she cannot fast? Imagine that for certain reasons, such as extremely long daylight hours, or that her body is still weak, or that it is too hot. What is the solution?